You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Mark Sheldon. And Mark, I mean, don't look now, but these Cincinnati Reds, they're like the hottest team in baseball. They won four of the last five games. They're hitting the ball. They're pitching. Can we just forget the first, 30 games to 40 games of the year and just move on?
Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way for the Reds. Mm. They would probably love it if that would happen, but as you know, the whole schedule counts, and they will be still working their way back up the standings. They have a little ways to go. Three straight wins over Washington is a good move for them, of course, but a lot more work needs to be done.
Yeah, but, you take those moments when you can. Of course, all this coming on the heels of another horrible losing streak, but they won 4 out of 5, and maybe the thing that sticks out, and you could tell me, it looks to me like they pitched the ball really well in this little stretch in these last five games. Certainly, at least in the wins, holding down the opponent, and that's always a key.
Yeah, I mean, the pitching was good, especially with the three rookie starters and getting three wins. They didn't all get victories, but they all pitched in victories. But I would have to say, honestly, the key for them with offense, they did a lot of things they hadn't done during their, not only their stretch, but really during most of the season. They hit in key situations. They got two out hits. When the other team scored in the top of the inning, they rebounded and scored right away in the bottom of the inning and took a lead. They had add-on runs. They did all these things that they just hadn't done all season, and it was really a breath of fresh air, because this is kind of the stuff they've been missing. They showed a little bit of fight, actually a lot of bit of fight, and they showed a lot of energy. And when they were down, they didn't stay down like they did during the losing streak. They picked themselves back up again.
So is it everybody chipping in that regard? Or, I mean, you look at the numbers, you think that Todd Frazier did a lot of the heavy lifting.
He sure did. I mean, he was definitely the player of the week, and by hitting .500, and he went 8-for-12 in the Washington series with three homers. So, two homers. He did really well. Joey Votto had some nice hits during the homestand. Billy Hamilton, down in the ninth spot behind the pitcher, has had some good games. He's been looking much better. Zach Cozart's had some really, really nice games. So it's definitely been spread around a little bit. Marlon Byrd, although his hitting still down low by the low 200s, had some really key moments. Little stuff like beating out an infield hit and drawing a key walk both times it started, important rallies. So really good stuff. I mean, right during the homestand or during the series with Washington, they went 12-for-28 with runners in scoring position, which is for the team that's last in the major leagues and hitting in runners in scoring position is a pretty good feat.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. And I guess the other piece of good news, as we continue to build on this successful stretch this last week, is that Johnny Cueto is coming back and he's ready to go in the opener in Philadelphia. No holds barred. We're good to go. Just let it fly.
It's what it looks like. Brian Price, the manager, said he wasn't willing to let him go 130 pitches in 9 innings or anything like that. So don't expect that kind of thing. But I think that they're not worried about a normal workload that he would have today. I'm sure he could get over 100 pitches in 7 innings if he has a good game, which unfortunately for him is not a given in Philadelphia. He hasn't had some really good past success here. But he should be okay, and certainly the Reds will welcome him back with open arms.
Of course, it's a different Phillies team that he'll be facing today than he's seen for a great number of those starts, right? I mean, this is a Phillies team that has struggled every bit as much, probably more so than the Reds.
Yeah, they've lost 7 in a row, and they've been a nemesis to the Reds, though, over the years. Of course, like you said, it's a different team. The one person that's going to really stand out is the Wednesday starter, Cole Hamels. They've been 100% owned by him over the years in both regular season and postseason. So we'll see what happens. But this is a big series for them. They can't come out after beating a first-place team and sweeping them. They can't come out and not perform well against a last-place team. This is an opportunity for them to really build on pluses and get and they can get a little bit closer to 500, and they can feel pretty good about themselves when they head right back home to start another homestand. It's a really short road trip, so it's an opportunity for them to win a series.
Yeah, I every once in a while I look up in the standings, I see what's happening, and I think, gosh, you know, like this team had just lost 10 of 11 games, and they'd had their struggles and their setbacks along the way prior to that, and yet here they are, 5 games under .500, and, you know, still alive. And I guess I every once in a while I look up thinking, well, maybe the Reds will have rolled over, but they haven't. And I think that they're far from doing it, even though they aren't a very difficult division. In a way, this team has shown a lot of resilience.
Well, I think it's a credit to the new wild card system. They're still obviously very much in the wild card race with over 120-something games left. They're only five games out of the second wild card, so that's not a big deal. They have a lot of hay to make to get back and, you know, make the Cardinals nervous. They're about 10.5 out behind the Cardinals. So, yeah, the division isn't looking good. The Cardinals are off to a great run, but then again, the Cardinals are going through some injury issues. They just lost one of their key guys, with Adams going down. So, this is just a really big, you know, stretch. The next month or so is going to really tell a lot about where the team's headed. If they can stay in contention and stay in the hunt for that wild card, they will maybe not be sellers. If they have another stretch like they had before this past week, they could very well become sellers, and guys like Johnny Cueto, Mike Leake, Aroldis Chapman, and others could be trade bait.
If you had to point to one thing, say, like, this is the one guy that really has to get things going for this team to really sustain a run of success, what is it?
That's a good question. I mean, I guess if there was one guy they really would like to see take it to another level, and he had that in April, he didn't have it quite as much in May, would be Joey Votto. He had his first home runs in about a month during the last series. He hit two in 2 days, and I think they would love to see him ripping some extra base hits and some home runs. That would be good. He really went far into May without an extra base hit. His average is down in the 280s, which isn't normal Votto level. And I think if he could pick it up a little bit from that second spot and had Todd Frazier hitting right behind him, driving him in, I think that would be a really good thing for the Reds. And if Jay Bruce can maintain some of the gains he's made in the last half of the month, that'd be good too.
Of course, you know, if he continues to take walks after three balls,
yeah,
it makes him harder.
That was a good move, huh? On base percentage king figured a way to get everyone napping. That was bizarre because none of us caught that. Certainly the Nationals didn't catch it. And then find out after the game that's what went down.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, you love to see stuff like that. You mentioned this is a critical stretch for this team, you know, both for where they are in the standings and where we are at this point of the season. 3 in Philly, but then back home and Philly returns on that next homestand, so it does seem like this is kind of make it or break it, right, as we head into the draft.
Yeah, it would seem like it. It's something that they have an opportunity. They're playing the Padres, and I think then after that, like you said, the Phillies. It's an opportunity to, you know, like you said, you can't. Like I said earlier, you cannot undo what happened in the first part of May and, you know, the other part of April and get it all back, but they can have a nice rebound. A lot of teams went through a stinky time. The Twins come immediately to mind and had a horrible start, and look where they are. You look at the Rockies, they kind of caught on. A few other teams can do that. So if you can weather the bad stretch and pick it up again, you can start feeling good about yourself.
Right, yeah, Giants got off to a slow start. They've turned it back around. There are plenty of examples. So, well, maybe it's the Reds. Maybe they're next. Mark, it's a short trip, 3 in Philly, and then back home. Travel safely, and we'll look forward to talking again early next week.
Sounds great, man. Thank you very much, Dave.
All right, that's Mark Sheldon, MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.